I will call this meeting to order of the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission for July 24th, 2024, and begin the meeting by acknowledging that we're holding this meeting on the traditional and ancestral lands of the Puyallup Tribe of Indians. And we will go with a roll call. We'll start online. We have Commissioners McQuaid, Modrick, Morgenroth, and Schlesser. And in the room, we have Commissioners Cade, Hairston, Barthroyd, and Rousseau. All the commissioners here. We have any public comment? No public comment received. Is there any addition to the consent agenda? Is there any objection to moving forward with the consent agenda by unanimous consent? Hearing no objection, the consent agenda is adopted. And we have excusal of absences for Commissioners Hilsenager and Sullivan this evening. No minutes and no administrative review. We move right into number five, nominations to the Tacoma Register of Historic Places in Wapato Park. And we have Ms. Keller Schultz on the line. And we have a staff report.
Yes. Thank you, Chair. This is a nomination to the Tacoma Register of Historic Places. General procedural notes: the properties on today's agenda, the property, excuse me, is nominated to the Tacoma Register of Historic Places. Tacoma Register listing follows procedures defined in 13.07.050 and consists of a minimum of two separate commission meetings. The initial meeting determines whether the property meets the threshold criteria in the ordinance for age and integrity. If the commission finds that the age and integrity standards are met, then the commission may move to have the nomination scheduled for a public hearing and comment period, at which the public may enter comments into the record for consideration. Following the comment period, the commission may deliberate on the nomination for up to 45 days before recommending to City Council listing on the register or denying the nomination. The purpose of this review is to determine whether the nominated property meets the threshold criteria and should be scheduled for public testimony at a public hearing. And the property in question is Wapato Park at 6500 South Sheridan Avenue. First established in 1889, the park operated as a private attraction until the 1920s. At that time, 20 acres of the original 80 acres of parkland were sold to Metro Parks Tacoma. Scroll down. Were sold to Metro Parks Tacoma. Over the following decades, additional parcels were transferred to the park district and the public park at Wapato Lake expanded until the full lake shoreline was acquired. The park today bears much of the character as developed in 1936 to 37 by the Works Progress Administration, or WPA. The WPA created the landscape and major improvements such as the walking trails, rustic style picnic shelters, bathhouse concessions or pavilion building, pergola, a waterfall pond, an alpine garden, drinking fountain, stone bridge, and stone entrance markers or plinths. The nomination includes the park's site, accessory buildings, and historic landscaping, including walking paths. The nomination was drafted and submitted by Claire Keller Schultz, Planning and Asset Management Administrator, on behalf of Metro Parks Tacoma. The property is nominated under the following criteria. Criteria C embodies the distinctive characteristics of a type, period, or method of construction, or represents the work of a master, or possesses high artistic values, or represents a significant and distinguishable entity whose components may lack individual distinction. And specifically, as embodying the distinctive characteristics of rustic style and WPA designed landscapes and amenities, or parkitecture. Of all Tacoma Parks, Wapato Park best represents the breadth and diversity of improvements done by Great Depression era work relief programs aimed at recreation and conservation. And under criterion G, owing to its unique location or singular physical characteristics, represents an established and familiar visual feature of the neighborhood or city. And this is due to the lake and associated amenities being long established and visible features of South Tacoma. Requested action. Determination of whether the property nominated to the Tacoma Register of Historic Places appears to meet the threshold criteria for nomination, and if so, scheduling the nomination for public hearing. The commission may forward all or part of the nomination for future consideration. And the standards are, the threshold criteria for Tacoma Register listing are listed at 13.07.040B1 and include, number one, the property is at least 50 years old at the time of nomination, and number two, the property retains integrity of location, design, setting, materials, workmanship, feeling, and association, such that it is able to convey its historical, cultural, or architectural significance. Staff analysis is that the park, it was established over 100 years ago, the Works Progress Administration, alterations from the 1930s are also over 50 years old. Number two, the park retains a high degree of overall integrity. And number three, the site contains a fine collection of WPA landscaping and major improvements, including rustic style structures and amenities. And we've included some sample language for recommendations.
Thank you, Ms. Johnson. And I'll note that Commissioner Zeno has entered the virtual space as well. Ms. Keller Schultz, is there anything you'd like to add?
Nothing to add. I will just make an open invitation for any of the commissioners or indeed the public to join me on a walkabout of Wapato Park next Wednesday afternoon. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. So open it up for questions from the commission. Any comments? Yes, question?
Yeah, I just want to say I'm excited to see this nomination go forward and thank you for all your great work on the nomination. I really enjoyed the pictures, especially of the historic recreation. I did have a question about I didn't see anything in the nomination about the name Wapato and kind of where that comes from, or if there's any, I mean, I'm assuming it's indigenous in nature, but I don't actually know. And I was thinking that might be an important note to include in the nomination as just kind of, so more folks can kind of know where these place names come from, if that might be possible to add to the nomination packet.
Absolutely. I can definitely add that. It is a word from Chinook jargon, so not from the Chinook, which is the Puyallup tribal language, but more of the trading language that tribes developed and then added to with the incoming fur traders. And so it refers to that plant, the Wapato, and I will be happy to add that information to the nomination form.
Great. Thank you.
Any other questions and comments? Yes, Commissioner Zeno.
Yeah, that was actually my similar comment too, because I do know the history of it being Chinook jargon, but it and I appreciate the applicant going back and adding that name history. It would also, if it could be incorporated, is understanding how it is part of the traditional lands. What was its use? And so on, because it is the traditional lands of the Puyallup peoples. And so just trying to incorporate the local knowledge, the historical, the originating knowledge of the land would be appreciated as well. Thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you for telling me that, since I wasn't really sure how that works with like the built environment, but I definitely can see how it's part of the history, right? And that's what we're trying to acknowledge here. So thank you for those comments.
Thank you, commissioners. Yeah, I'll add my thanks to Metro Park. I think that this is another, having been on my commission for a while now, we've seen a lot of you, Ms. Keller Schultz, and really appreciate Metro Parks and moving forward. These nominations and the properties and the assets and the parks has. It's really great. I do have one question. Do people still swim at Wapato?
Currently, we do not allow swimming. The water is treated to keep the algae down, so it's not super welcoming to humans as we try to make it a better space for the animals and plants that live there.
Thank you. I saw the pictures and everyone's swimming. And then as a kid, I never really remember that as a swimming place. So,
yeah, unfortunately, as the park grew and the population grew in this part of Tacoma, there was increased sewage that the city of Tacoma piped directly into Wapato Lake. And so, not to say that's the only challenges of this water quality, but that was one of the kind of discoveries that changed the activity at the park.
Excellent. Good reason to know. That does not have to go into the nomination. If there's no other comments or questions from commissioners, is there a motion to entertain? Question?
I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission adopt the analysis of findings and schedule the nomination for Wapato Park at 6500 South Sheridan Avenue for a public hearing and future consideration at a tentative hearing date of September 11th, 2024.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Is there a second, Commissioner Margaret?
I just wanted to ask a question. It looks like the building in this park underwent some renovation. When that happened, and was the reason that fire that happened inside the building, or was there any other reasons for the renovation?
It was primarily the arson. Again, the boathouse section was completely destroyed as a result of that fire. It was also for programming needs. So we renovated the interior to be able to do more types of programming. So it was part of that. There was a fire, we had to deal with it anyway. So that was the time then to make some modifications.
Do we have a second on the motion, Vice Chair? Commissioner McQuaid?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner McQuaid. So now we have a motion before the commission. Is there any discussion on the motion before the commission? Hearing none, we'll move to a vote. All those online, use your virtual hands. All those in person, use your real hands. All those in favor, raise your hands for aye. We have Commissioners Morgan, Ross, McQuaid, Zeno, Schlesser, Mudrick online, Commissioners Rousseau, Ortoy and Barriston in the room here, and that's all the voting commissioners. So the motion carries with no nays and no abstentions. Fantastic. Thank you, commissioners, and thank you, Ms. Kelly Schultz. The staff will get to you about scheduling our public hearing. Thank you. Thank you so much. Moving on to number six, board briefings for the Squally Clips House. Yes, Vice Chair.
I wanted to just state for the record that this project has received a grant from the state of Washington through the Washington State Historical Society, which is a grant program that I administer. I have no decision-making power over the grants. And so just want to state that for the record. We'll discuss sort of later when there's action on the table, whether or not I need to recuse, but I just want to put that on the record.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Vice Chair. Is there a staff report?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes. So this is a Fort Mesquali clerk's house. And built in 1935, the current clerk's house is part of the reconstructed structures within the existing location of Fort Mesquali Point Defiance. The site is listed on the local Washington State and National Registers. It was added to the Tacoma Register in 1976. The clerk's house, which I believe, Susan's circling it there in the corner, on item 13, has had major alterations and renovations over time and is considered to have a low integrity as part of the demolition replacement process review. The proposed replacement is a model on the 19th century Hudson Bay Company's Montgomery House, the original Fort Mesquali structure that the clerk's house was modeled after in the 1930s. So this is a proposal to remove the existing buildings there in the corner and to replace it with a new building. This is a briefing to go over that project. SHKS architects, along with Metro Parks Tacoma, have collected historic photos from the drawings of the house and the successor, the clerk's house. Site drawings show their footprint within the original fork site and the reconstruction at Point Defiance Park. So the scope of work is the following. A historically accurate reconstruction of the 19th century Montgomery House with regard to massive style materials to maintain the visual character of the site. The Montgomery House reconstruction will be based on historic photos and drawings. The construction of a new 2,750 square foot building to the rear, setback and differentiated for programming and storage. Now, this is a briefing, so no action is requested from the commission at this time. This is guidance and feedback. This will be coming back to the commission for action in the future. I think there's a tentative schedule in the packet that might be updated following this meeting because where we had this on the previous agenda. The other thing I'll say is that I think it's the large store building, which you can see there just above.
Go back.
Is one of the other newer structures that the Landmarks Commission approved several years ago, probably 10 years ago. There's a large building in the back of the Fortis Valley as well. So there has been new construction done within the Fort as well. So the Secretary of Interior standards, the ones that staff suggest would apply to this project. And that concludes our staff introduction report. I think there may be a presentation.
Great. Thank you, Mr. McKnight. And presentation from Mr. Carson. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Hartung, the floor is yours. Hopefully I'm pronouncing your name.
Good evening, everybody. So I'll just clarify, I think, for the commission that the presentation, I think, was accurate. And this image shows the reconstructed clerk's house in front of the new building. The concept here is to essentially faithfully reproduce to the extent we can, based on historic photographs and research, that building. We believe the building was painted white during its life in the original fort. And so the intent is to have a white painted building that sits in front of the addition behind it, which is a very simple bar structure clad in wood siding that houses basically the majority of the functions that the folks at the fort need to accommodate in the course of their work there. And I think the basic idea was to give presence to the original clerk's house and then simplify the bar behind to make it sort of subservient, I think, to the architecture of the original building. With that, I guess I'd open it to questions.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Arthur. Is there any questions from the commission? Commissioner McQuinn.
Thank you. I was just curious. So it sounds like the current clerk's house is going to be demolished. And I was wondering what's going to happen with those materials and if we're being sensitive to reuse or if you're going to reuse those in building the new clerk's house.
I think that we are salvaging there are two existing windows in the building that warrant salvaging. We're salvaging those two windows and reinstalling them in the new building. We'll have two new windows made to match those windows using contemporary materials. The condition of the siding, roofing, and other elements of the building are actually pretty poor shape and don't really warrant reuse as building material per se. Certainly could be salvaged by the fort for use in their other activities around there. And that's something we have discussed with Jim and the folks at the fort.
I was just going to note for the commission, I think on page 57 of the packet too, you can see the existing building tucked back into the corner there. So I think Susan's going to go there as well. There's another picture as well. So you get a sense of what it looks like now in comparison also with the other district.
Yeah, I mean, the current building has had a number of additions done to it over the years. And so the idea was to go back to that 1856 original building shape, which is much simpler.
Commissioners?
The commission probably knows this already. But the reconstructed fort, there are two buildings that are original to the fort when it was located in DuPont that were relocated to this location, those being the chief factor's house and the granary. And right there, number one, I think number
15 or 14.
One of those two. And so in the remainder of those, including the bastions and the palisade, are all reconstructions at various times in the course of history. So for what it's worth.
Any other comments, questions from commissioners? Commissioner Roberts?
Do we have more picture of all the buildings on site? I feel like I totally understand that the color of the building is going to be white, and it used to be white. And I'm just wondering how that looks like right now, besides all the buildings, existing buildings there.
We can certainly provide more information about the different buildings that exist on the site when this comes to the commission the next time. I know that and I don't want to speak necessarily for the applicant, but I can tell you that most of the buildings aren't painted, with the exception of the chief factor's house, which is painted white. And I think consistent probably with its historic appearance, although others may know more. And I think the Montgomery house, which is what this is going to, is that correct? Is this is going to be designed to appear like in the corner there was one of the other residential buildings. We have the chief factor's house and then the Montgomery house in the corner were the two residences within the four originally. And so I don't know the basis of the research, but it makes sense that it would have been the structure involved.
May I add a comment?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think Jim Lauderdale and the folks at the fort did a fair amount of research back in correspondence and whatnot, which suggested that that the Montgomery House was painted white originally. And so the idea was to return it to that. And as was stated, the majority of the buildings on the site are in a natural wood condition. So you can see actually that last photo, clicking back there, you could see that, you know, everything you see here basically is a natural wood finish. So this would be a contrasting element. And it sits diagonally across the green from the factor's house. So I think is a complementary feature within the context of the fort and historically appropriate, but it would be different than the majority of the buildings that are currently there.
I think that it's kind of a benefit that the research shows it as white, because I think it's a nice element to differentiate it from the new structure that's in kind of the in the rear. I think it definitely creates that differentiation.
That was consistent with our thinking as well. Thank you.
Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah, and also, you know, along the lines of the painting, like I think a lot of people in the Northwest particularly think of historic things as not being painted. But traditionally a lot of historic things are painted, trim and housework and other things in the, you know, 18th and 19th centuries. And so I think it's actually also an educational moment too. Maybe hopefully that can be interpreted somewhere beside or maybe through programming. I also have another question, Madam Chair. I just wanted to clarify that there's no sort of research or anything that shows that there was a building on the side of the new portion, that's just a completely new additional operational support building that's being built alongside the replacement of the clerk's house. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I think given that our efforts really were to accommodate the necessary program to the extent we could, and to maintain the scale of the building in a way that was not overwhelming to the other structures within the fort. And I think we accomplished that by a couple of things, using some pre-engineered trusses to create an attic space for storage and keeping the scale similar to the building you see there on the left, the larger building that was, I think, built like 10 or 15 years ago, the storehouse or whatever it is. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
Thank you.
I was going to ask too for familiarity with the surroundings, maybe what the visual, you know, the visual effect of this would be if the commission is either individually or if we set something up to actually do a visit to the site as well, if that'd be helpful, we could work on that. I'll leave it up to you guys, but certainly this is a nice place to visit on a summer day as well. So
I just figured Mr. McKnight was trying to squeeze in a visit to Fort Nisqually here. So. Objection. Although Neverland's not there anymore, so it's happening. Sorry. Any other questions from commissioners? Hearing none, it sounds like the commission doesn't have any concerns with the design that has been put forward, from what I've heard. Okay. Hopefully that's good feedback for you, Mr. Harton. And we'll be seeing you in the future, it sounds like, and maybe headed out to Fort Nisqually.
You bet. I appreciate the input. Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent. Moving on to number 7, board business and communication items. Equity committee updates. Events and activities.
I'll jump in.
Go ahead.
So, just noting, as Claire mentioned in the previous nomination review, that next Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m., there is a site visit for the Commission Walker Park to get a better sense of things and a nice walk around the park, looking at some of the historic circulation routes and things like that. And just to note for the Commission, the South Tacoma Mixed Use Center survey is wrapping up. There will be a public report on findings and recommendations. That was actually last week. This is the staff report from the prior agenda. So, walking tour went well. A beautiful day. If you haven't been down to South Tacoma Way recently in the business district there, it's worth taking a walk through and patronizing some of the businesses down there. It's a really, really nice Main Street area in Tacoma. It's probably one of our better ones in terms of just integrity and variety and so forth. And so it's quite active down there. So at any rate, the walkthrough went well. And so it was, unfortunately, we have a reel on.
I made a reel on Instagram. I know.
Don't even know what that is.
It's video.
Scanning her horizons and getting into multimedia, of course. So at any rate, so we are right now, we're in the kind of final phase process. Reviewing the draft report, yeah. Which then we'll bring back to. Before too long. So,
all for our events.
Yeah, I guess I'll just say one thing. It's not in the staff report, just for everybody's information. We're working on scheduling a return to the comp plan discussion as well with the commission, and we'll probably have more information, sort of about phasing scope and things like that. And we've got some sort of scope budget things to work out as well. We might have consultants and things like that. So once we get that all sorted out, we'll go back to the commission and go over some of the existing conditions, some of the feedback we received at the last meeting, we talked about this, and then start talking about policy to move forward and so forth. So just keep an eye out for that. And we might have food again. So anybody has any ideas.
So. And everyone online should know there are snacks in the room. So you're missing out on the snacks and
all the snacks.
Pretty good.
All the snacks. Yeah, makes it crunchy sounds.
Yeah.
Good. So thank you, Jared.
Great. Thank you. And for Chair's comments, I'm gonna add that I was in May down in South Tacoma Way to get some gift cards at Howdy Bagel for the kids' teachers. And I don't know how long it had been since I'd actually walked, actually drive that stretch of road. And standing in line outside of Howdy Bagel for quite some time, waiting my turn, I did remark at how many businesses were open along that stretch of South Tacoma Way. It was actually really, really, I had not noticed it driving by and driven by recently. I think Bluebeard Coffee has a location down there now. Oh. I think there's a lot of, I'm not endorsing any of these businesses, but it was very lively and vibrant. It was very, it was awesome to see. That's great. All right. Is there anything for the good of the order before we sign off on a well-run, short meeting, even with Mr. McKnight here? I appreciate all you commissioners and the work you do for the city. So thank you all very much. And we'll see you next time. And I'm adjourned the meeting.
Thank you.